Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Miss Terry Show. How are you guys doing this week? Oh my God, it has been such a busy week. Oh, where do I begin? Let's see. I went to the dentist today. It was fabulous. Can I tell you that my dentist actually inspired the show for today? How can you say a dentist inspired the show for today? Because my dentist is officially living her life on purpose. Out of all my years, she has been the best dentist ever. And let me tell you, I don't like going to the dentist. I don't think anybody really likes going to the dentist. But she was so good. It was like as if my mom was working on my teeth. So I'm so happy. Shout out to Dr. Marcia. She's my official new dentist from here on out. What else I want to talk about this week? You know, this show is about anything. Anything you want to talk about, anything you want to get off your chest, anything you need to talk about, I'm here for you. All you have to do is call in. The call-in number is 657-383-1089. Fellow crazy people can rant, rave, laugh, jokes about all things spirituality, dating, gossip, music, whatever. I feel like tonight might be a little more along the lines of spirituality, just because of the experience that I had today. A lot of you guys know what I do. I do massage therapy for a living. Holla, throw your hands up. Everybody loves me. Why? Because I make them feel good. At the time that I started doing massage, though, I did not realize that was my life purpose. I had always been in banking. So, you know, I'm conditioned straight 9 to 5, busting it out every day. Off on the weekends, total banking hours. So when I got laid off and was devastated, because you build your whole life around a particular career, you build your life around a particular craft, and then it gets taken away from you, and what do? So that's how I stumbled upon massage. But through learning massage, that's when I really, really, really found my purpose. What I realized was that massage was actually just the cover. What was really going on was that I was a healer. So over the years, working with bodies, I have worked with, I can't tell you how many bodies I've worked. Like, you really lose track of how many people. It gets into the thousands. I know it sounds crazy, but it's been like 5 years. It gets into the thousands, body after body, and you count chair massage too. You can do 30 people on a chair massage on one day. Anyway, so people would just get up off my table, or people would get up off my chair, and they would be like, wow, that was great. Wow, that was so good. Or at the end of the session, people would come out, and they would be so happy they would want to give me a hug. So it would be like, oh, okay. And they would be like, wow, this is really your calling. And through that, that's where I really came to the bottom line that it's about healing. It's about service. It's about giving back. And through there, my natural gifts grew. So that's another way that I really found out who I am. And I know that this is just one facet of who I am becoming. And it's so much fun if you just let yourself live your life on purpose. That's one of the things that I really wanted to talk about today. It's like, how are you living? Are you happy? Do you do what you love? Like, what does your ideal day look like? I can tell you that it feels so good to not have to schedule time off. Like, I had to go to the dentist today. I didn't have to ask permission. I could just schedule it off because I'm self-employed. It's such a freedom in it. I don't know if I was a natural-born entrepreneur or if it just kind of grew on me. There's a lot of fear that goes along with trying to become an entrepreneur. It can be stressful. You have ups and downs, but I feel like the most major thing about becoming an entrepreneur is letting go of whatever your prior conditioning is. Like if you were always trained to have a job, it's going to be a little bit of a challenge because of the simple fact that you're used to getting a steady paycheck. But you have to realize also that it takes time to transition into being fully sustainable in whatever it is your chosen career is. So in the meantime, all the craziness that's going on in your head is what you're actually battling. And I feel like that is the only reason why, if you look up statistics and they talk about small businesses and they talk about how small businesses don't really get successful, like for the first 5 years or something, technically that's bullshit. What it is you fighting your own mental demons and you're fighting your own mental battles and stuff like that. And it's ups and downs because it's your personality that you're coming into. It's not just whatever your career is, it's letting go of how you used to be and creating the person that you need to be to go forward. On Sunday, Soul Train had me all jacked up with Soul Train Awards, knowing that I was supposed to be watching the season finale of Walking Dead. So I was like, okay. I ended up having to stay up till midnight just to watch Walking Dead because I got caught with the Soul Train Awards. But Miss Jill Scott got Lady of Soul Award. And when she gave her speech, she really got me thinking about this week because she said her goal was to write something that we could relate to and write something where she could tell her story. And she said in doing that, you know, we welcomed her into our lives. And it's so true. Like, when I think about massage, my ultimate goal when I have somebody on my table, the goal is to help them heal. What can I do to help them feel better now? Not later, not tomorrow, not next week. What can I do to help them feel better in their body now? And that's why they say when you do what you love, it doesn't feel like work. When you let yourself get lost in that creativity, it really doesn't feel like a job. Okay, I know I'm running off at the mouth, and I have a caller on the line. So I'm going to bring the caller on, and just to see, what do you think about living on purpose, caller? And the last four of the number is 1566. Let's see who this is.
Yeah, my name is Terrence Palmer. I'm here.
Hey,
my name is Terrence Palmer. Yes, I'm calling Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hey.
I'm doing pretty good.
How's it going down in Raleigh?
It's going pretty good. I feel like you touched on an interesting topic.
Okay. Yeah, tell me how you feel about it.
I feel like I'm living my life on purpose now. I'm actually a bus driver here in Raleigh, but then I'm also a barber full-time. And I have a slogan where it says that, you know, a barber is pretty much changing people's lives one cut at a time. Because how can I explain it? Who you are as a person is very important every day. And you don't realize that a haircut changes a person's attitude and what they're going through on a day-to-day basis. And it changes them throughout that day. And it seems like when I'm cutting people's hair, I tend to find out a lot of things about them, and we end up having a lot of things in common. So I feel like that's my therapy, and it's something that I really enjoy doing. And I don't do it for the money. I do it for the fact that I'm able to help people on a day-to-day basis.
Wow, that is awesome. And you know what? You are right about that because there is nothing like when you get your hair done or when you get your hair cut and it's just perfect and crisp. It's like you feel like a million bucks.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like you're, like I said, massage for me was the cover. So with your barber, do you feel like it's the cover for anything else? Like, what's really going on between you and the person? Is it like a self-esteem thing?
Yeah, I think it's a cover. It's crazy you said that, because when I listened to you say it earlier, I said to myself, dang, maybe it is a cover. Because it's like more of I'm a counselor at times. Mm-hmm. I give people advice about things, and sometimes somebody might be having a bad day, and I can feel that, and I'm able to probably turn their bad day into a better day. So it's like, you know, I feel like it's a cover-up for something that God might have me to do later on in life.
Mm-hmm. Like, do they say anything? Like, do you get a lot of the certain comments when you get finished cutting their hair? Are they like, how are they? Like, are they excited? Are you like, are you impressed with your work? Or is it just normal? Or is it more about the conversation?
They'd be impressed, because actually I consult people first. So when they get in my chair, it's like, so I can get a good, the kind of vibe that I'm getting from them. I try to get a feel of where, you know, where they coming from, or how they may have been. So I know how to go about, or the same kind of service they need. If it's a certain type of guy that comes in and he might be a construction worker, or he might be, you know, had a stressful day, I'll automatically give him a hot towel to calm him down, to soothe him down. Yeah, and believe it or not, though, a lot of people have never had one.
Wow,
that's a traditional barber tactic, is a steam towel. A lot of people have never had one, or so they don't understand that it just takes all of. It's like relieving. It's like a hot bath. Or anything else, is like it relieves everything out of your day, all the tension, everything out of, so it relaxes you. So then once I give them a hot towel, some guys fall asleep, and some guys they be ready to talk.
Cool. Okay, well, I see I have another caller, so I'm going to put you on hold. Don't go nowhere else, Mr. Palmer, because I'm going to bring you back, but I'm going to check and see who this other caller is.
Okay.
I have number ending in 7013. You are on the Miss Terry Show.
Hi, Miss Terry. This is
Desiree. Hi. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh, cool. You know I love me some Charlotte. Queen City in the house, represent.
Yeah.
Okay, so we already, me and Terrence, it's so funny, we've already been chopping it up about life purpose, and are you living your life on purpose? And so I want to ask you, how are you living, Desiree? Are you happy? Do you do what you love?
Yeah, actually, I am happy. I do what I love. I think I've been learning what my purpose is as I go, and from what I think my purpose is to how I live, it correlates, and I think I'm living my purpose.
What do you do?
I'm a hairstylist.
I had a barber and a hairstylist. Holla! On the same show. That's so cool. North Carolina representing, keeping our hair looking good. So when you also said that you were trying to find out, you were learning your purpose, when did you realize that you were learning? Maybe you didn't just automatically have it.
Well, every day is a lesson. And so I take something from every day and try to make myself better with it. And it's like fine-tuning an instrument. Just like when you learn how to play an instrument, you're always learning how to be better. So I think life is the same way.
Yeah. And I will say it feels really good to talk to people who are happy and who are going this way, because this world, oh, my God, it has just been getting so crazy. And I just feel like if you don't have something to hold on to, or if you do not know why you are here, or you don't know what you're here to do, I feel like you're going to get lost in the shuffle and like kind of like be in the dark. And I've been in dark times before I got clarity. It's not a fun place to be.
Yeah.
And it just it just feels like even though you may not have everything you want right then and there, the journey has just been so juicy if you let yourself, you know, get into it and roll around in the journey.
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay, I'm going to check back and see if Mr. Palmer has anything to add. Hold on, Ms. Desiree.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Palmer, you got anything to add to this juiciness?
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, I enjoy the journey. It's the journey. I really enjoy that part about it.
Do you feel like, how do you feel like you've grown since you first went? Well, first of all, when did you realize that you were doing what you loved? I don't remember, did I ask you that?
Well, it all started, I used to cut hair before when I was in high school. My mom was a hairstylist. She had a beauty salon, and my grandfather was a barber. So I pretty much grew up in my family. And I started cutting hair at a young age, but I didn't know my purpose of cutting hair. I was just doing it off of the love of it when I was younger. Mm-hmm. When I got to college, I got kind of burnt out, and I stopped cutting hair for a long time. And I just, within the last 6 years, I started back cutting hair, and I found that it was more to it besides cutting hair.
Mm-hmm.
And I had went through a seminar in Alabama one time, and it was called Barbers of Birmingham. It's crazy how, and it was like, it was speaking how Martin Luther King's barber, the barbershop that he went to, was so important to the civil rights movement, and how it was the engine to the community where they held a lot of different things. And it just opened my eyes to a lot why the you know, barber and hairstylist are so important to the community. That's all.
Oh, you know what? That is powerful, because I always say you got to know the right so-called B-list people. And whatever it is that you choose, just be at the top of your game in that. Because when Obama got elected, I swear, I was looking at who is the limo driver. Like, could you imagine that limo driver who is like, I have made it to the top of my limo game. I'm driving the first black president. And you don't know when you first start driving the limo, that's where you're going to end up. But that's why it's so amazing to see people's journey wherever they are. What?
But guess what, though? It's crazy you said that, because one of my close friends' uncle is the head chef in the White House.
See and, what I'm talking about?
And he didn't start off there. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, who would have known? And it's like, and he'd be posting pictures and stuff like that on of his uncle on, like, Facebook and stuff like that. And it's crazy coming from a small town that he's the head chef now in the White House.
Oh, my God. See, this is the inspiration that I'm talking about. Like, so whoever is listening and whoever is not inspired by this, it's crazy, because of the fact that you don't never know where it's going to take you. I'm going to bring back Ms. Desiree and see if she wants to add. Let's see. Ms. Desiree.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Are you back? Okay.
Yes.
Did you just hear that story? Wasn't that just amazing? What do you think about that? Or when did you first, when we were talking about the journey, when did you first realize there was something more to what you was actually doing?
Well, I realize there's something more. Like, when people come back to you and they're excited to see you, it becomes more of an experience. And it's not the actual service. It's the experience between the two people, the client and the service provider. And it's like therapeutic for some people to come and get their hair done. I mean, I do a lot of different services as far as, like, I do a lot of services, not just hair. So just being close enough with people, like, the only other people that touch another person are doctors. And so
Yes.
Human touch is important, and you get a lot from touching people and that closeness and intimacy, and it can be intimate regardless of the sex of the person. Like, doing a woman's hair can be just as intimate as being a barber and cutting a male's hair. I happen to serve as both sexes.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt like you can feel people's energy when they're in my chair, whether it's a haircut, a pedicure, or a body scrub. I can feel their energy, and I feel them when I'm providing them mm-hmm. their service. And so it's definitely something that it definitely affects you.
Oh, my gosh. Did you just say energy? Can we say that feeling people's energy is where it started for me? Because that's when I was like, I would be like, what's up with this or what's going on? And it would be talking to me. And I know Terrence probably has something to say about energy too. But that's like the little things that start to wake you up and you start to pay attention and you start to tune in. And then the person feels your presence and the person feels your attention.
Right.
And they're like, wow. It's just like eye contact when you're looking at somebody right in their eye and they're like, you know, you're really paying attention to me.
Right. And so if you're not confident and strong in who you are, people can feel that as well, and they're less likely to trust you.
Mhm. Mhm. So I'm going to bring in Terrence and see what he has to say about the energy. Terrence, can you feel the energy when you're working on people? Oh, shoot. I can hear you now. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, because I feel like people who have the gift of feeling energy, I mean, I feel like it's a gift to be able to determine what kind of energy that's there. A lot of people don't have that gift to be able to see or feel another person's energy, you know? And that's one thing that I picked up the last few years of my life, understanding energy, good energy and bad energy, and understanding how to change energy.
Now that's interesting. How do you change energy?
Usually if a person has bad energy, I try to overwhelm them with positive energy and good vibes, where to a point where either they're going to feel uncomfortable or they're going to come down a little bit. Some people just, you know, they're so used to giving bad energy and getting bad energy back that it becomes, you know, they're the people that's like more confrontational and always negative and always trying to, you know, have something negative to say, or you can feel that type of energy too.
Mm-hmm.
I usually, when a person is like that, I usually try to find ways to take their energy down a notch or overwhelm them with positive energy, so, you know, to try to change it up a little bit. Because once a person that's like that feel like everybody around them or it's nothing but good energy around there, they usually feel uncomfortable.
And see, that's how you know you're needed. Like, that's how you know you are needed. This day-to-day grind, and like with Desiree saying, people don't really get touched, and that's like an intimate time too. Like, I feel like it's just so important, like, for people to really start to look within and find what it is that they want to do. And if you need help finding your purpose, you can call me. Hit me up on my website, www.terrybeal.com. And I'll post it on the website, on the show. So I mean, on the blog talk thing, so you can see it there. But definitely, it's so important. You are not here for no reason. And anything else, Desiree, you want to throw in before we wrap it up? Because this show went super fast.
Yeah.
It's about to be over.
Well, I just wanted to know, like, for people who may not know their purpose, what tools are there available for them? Like, for me, I've found books that I've read and just meditation, yoga, prayer,
kind of help me mm-hmm. decide, like, am I going the right direction or not? But there are a lot of people who are, like, truly lost and don't even know where mm-hmm. to begin because it could be overwhelming at times. So I feel like sometimes there should be some type of support system set up because some people aren't ultra-religious. Some people don't, mm-hmm. they're not into meditation and yoga either, but there's got to mm-hmm. be some type of way for everyone to be able to at least go start their journey on finding their purpose so that they can serve their purpose because as a whole, it all works together. And mm-hmm. that's why everything is in such turmoil because a lot of people are not on their right path and serving their correct purpose. And so it's just a mess.
Yeah, and that's why they say you got to do your work. And like Terrence said, take it back to what was your first love. Like he used to cut hair and came back to it. Like take it back to your first love. Find people like us. Find people who can help you. Don't just keep your mouth shut about it. Figure out what you love to do and start there. Like look at what's underneath. Like is it service? Is it helping? Is it just being a listening ear? Is it inspiring somebody? Like is it, you know, whatever. But we're going to go ahead. I'm going to wrap it up, inspired by Jill Scott. I'm going to leave you guys with Golden. That will be the exit song of the night because our broadcast is coming to an end. And please join us next Tuesday at 11. Yes, I say us because these two callers better be back again. So thank you so much. Terrence, thank you so much for participating. Thank you, Desiree.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, you are welcome. And so we're going to do our exit song, and I will see you guys next week.
See you next
week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.